we offer a warm welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Jesus Christ once said, "I am the vine, and you're the branches. Together we can bear much spiritual fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing." We're going to talk about that in the sermon today, for it speaks to the church and it speaks to us as individual Christians, as we learn that our strength cometh from the Lord. Let us bow our hearts in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you have been very clear in telling us that little can be accomplished in your church and spiritually in this world apart from you. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for so often thinking that we can do everything, including building the spiritual kingdom. We know that nothing can be farther from the truth. And so we pray that you will not only forgive us for this way that we have walked and lived, but that you will give us strength to see what marvelous things can happen in your church when we are dependent completely upon your saving grace. For it is in your name we pray. Amen.
Jesus,
hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with the first verse. Our Lord speaking says, "I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. You remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, the Christian church is rich in its art, and some of the greatest arts are the symbols. We think of the cross of Jesus Christ. This is, of course, the most common symbol that we have in Christendom. It reminds us of God's love for us in the sending of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. And so as we hang that cross around our neck, a word upon our lapel, find it in our churches wherever it may be, it takes us back. It takes us back to Calvary. And there at Calvary, we know how much God has done for us. There is another symbol, not as well known, and that is the symbol of the vine. In the Old Testament, Israel was symbolized as the vine. The prophet Isaiah writes, "The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel." And if you take the fifth chapter of the prophet Isaiah, he goes on and talks about how God built that vineyard. And they were to be considered his people who were growing all through the land. This was Israel. This was the vine. But then something began to go wrong. And another of Israel's prophets write, "I have planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock." How then, Israel, did you turn against me into a corrupt, wild vine? And so you see, the vine was not always too good an example for the Lord, not always a true witness of what God really wanted Israel to be. But for good or for bad, the vine became a symbol of Israel, God's anointed. Therefore, on the wall of the temple, there hung the symbol of the vine. It was a golden vine, with a cluster as large as a man. This symbol then one day became the basis of Jesus' parable as he instructed the disciples in another very important point of what it was to be a fisher of men. He said to them, "Look at that vine. and maybe even gave them a little bit of the history. How at one time God wanted Israel to be the vine. Now he says, listen, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. If a person remains in me and I in him, he or she will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you people can do nothing. What a lesson that was for those disciples who soon would be sent out into the world to tell the story of Jesus Christ to the far corners of the earth. He wanted them to know this, and that's my thought for you today. Apart from Jesus Christ, you and I can do nothing, spiritually speaking. Oh, can we build a house? Yes, if you have that ability. Can we do a lot of these particular things that affect us as far as this life is concerned? Sure. But what Christ is talking about here is a building of the kingdom. And that kingdom cannot be built outside of the strength and the direction that comes to us from Jesus Christ. It is a tremendous word for the church. For so often I would find as a pastor, I think I could go it myself, that I had the strength to be able to do some of these things. And the congregation that I served, we felt that we could do it too, pretty much by ourselves. How often we had to be reminded of this again and again, as does the whole church on this earth, that apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. Notice, Jesus is almost arrogant here, some would say. He says, he doesn't say, I am a vine. No, he says, I am the true vine. I am your only source of spiritual life. And apart from me, you can do nothing. That's a tremendous lesson for us as individuals too, isn't it? Maybe we're trying hard to find our peace with God. We think, well, if we live a good enough life, then maybe we can find some peace there. Here our Lord is saying, just come to me. Come to me, I will give you strength. I am the one who can control you. I am the one who can lead you. This vine, once presented as Israel, is now Jesus Christ. And those whose lives are attached to Christ are branches in which fruit is born. That's a picture of a Christian. So if you're a Christian, then you're a branch. And that branch is tied in to the vine. And there are good things that are happening in your life. I think it's worthwhile once in a while seeing how you can just sit down with your life and say, you know, there are a lot of things that are not right here. But there are a lot of things that are right too. Look at what has happened to my life because I am a branch. Marvelous, marvelous things can happen. This is Christ working in us. I know there can be a lot that is bad, but sometimes it's just good for us to see what God has done for us in that blessed Savior. Well, then Jesus goes on in this portion of Scripture today, and he says, you know, my Father is a gardener, and he's one who loves his plant, and he works with it. And so as a result of that, he begins to take us as babes and carry us right through to the grave. This passage of Scripture has a great deal of meaning for me. I was raised in a church that believed in practicing infant baptism. So when I was just a little fellow, and I think I've told this before on the radio, but let me tell it again, because I'm hoping that many of you will say, yeah, that's my picture too. Thank God that it can be the picture of millions of people who have had this same experience. My father took me to the church when I was 6 days old. My mother was still in bed. He had me baptized. Now, as we understood the Scriptures at that particular point, God, the Holy Spirit, grafted me into the vine. And they often talked in the church where I was raised of being grafted into Christ in holy baptism. Now we would have thought, well, now the person is really secure there, isn't he? He will never get apart. Oh, that was only a part of the whole thing. For my father and mother back home in bed were instructed by the pastor that they were to raise that child up in the way of the Lord. They were to take that child and introduce him to the Lord Jesus. And that was done by teaching me how to pray, reading the Bible in our homes, acquainting me with these marvelous Bible stories, and showing me where I fit in. And then they were to take me to the church, not once in a while, but every Sunday. And there I was to sit in the family pew. When I go back to that old church, I love to go and sit where Dad and Mother and I sat. It's something kind of nice about it. I know exactly where that pew is. And it was there that I listened to sermons. Once in a while, I think I probably slept or my mind drifted apart. But God was in the process of awakening me. And I had a good pastor. He had given me a little New Testament. And I had joined what they had in those days, a Bible Testament League, in which you made a promise that you would read a portion of the Bible every day and pray. And on this particular day, I was walking along a railroad track, not far from our church. And as I read from the Bible, these were the words. The words of our text today, I am the vine and you are the branch. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is who bears much fruit. And then it was just like God personalized it. For apart from me, Homer Larson, you're not going to be able to do very much in this world. And it was there, at that time, I was spiritually awakened. My eyes were opened. And by the grace of God, I gave my life to him. Does it mean I was sinless from then on? It certainly doesn't. And those who know me, those who knew me as a kid, those who knew me in college and seminary, those who have known me as a pastor, know the wretched sinfulness that can come from this old flesh. But grafted into Christ, and here was that gardener. And he's still here, that gardener. And what does he do? Well, he goes on to say that he has to take that tree and prune it. And he says, and we're going to come back to this in just a minute, he cuts a part of it off and throws it away. But that's not until later. This is my understanding of this passage. He prunes it. He takes our lives, friend. Sometimes it makes life kind of difficult, and God does not make it perhaps, but he permits it to happen. And then he shows us when we're in this very difficult time, how strong he is, how much he loves us, how his grace is always there, abounding with us. That's where we see his presence. That's walking with him in a personal way. But now let's imagine that a person walks away. He says, I don't want to have anything to do with this vine. I don't want to be a part of this Christian movement. I want to go my own way. What is this all about? And he is permitted to do that. If that's the way that he or she chooses to live until the time of death comes, then God does begin the pruning. And then it is that he cuts it off. And that which could have been theirs, a place in the kingdom of heaven, is no longer theirs. That's a sad picture. As over against what life could have been. Could have been during the days that they lived here on this earth. Could have been after they breathed their last breath and had gone into the kingdom of heaven. And so I say to those of you today, wherever you are, if you have detached yourself from the vine, God is calling you back. He is saying, I'm the vine. You can be a branch. Maybe you once were as a child, a younger person. You walked away. And you see how empty life really, truly is. There's also a parable of the prodigal son. You see, a parable has really basically only one lesson to teach. And doesn't give us a whole picture. Yes, it is true, as this parable says, that God one day will cast us off if we have left him. The only way to heaven is by grace, through faith in him. But if we will come back, then he'll bring us into the kingdom, and we will be a part of his vine forever and forever. That's the picture of the Christian. One of those little branches. But his life is attached. It's attached to Jesus Christ. It's not just attached to some of those things that would take him away from God. It's not just attached to some of the materialistic things of life, and that's all that life has to offer or life has to challenge us. No, it is attached to Jesus Christ, who forgives us our sins, who is always saying to us, you can start over. It is attached to Jesus Christ that gives us strength to be able to stand. It's attached to Jesus Christ who gives us the opportunity and the ability to produce fruits. So that as the scriptures go on to say, even in this chapter, that we live out of love for Christ in the area of our faith. You see, that's all a part of being a part of the kingdom of God. How true it is, friend, that these symbols are great, great means of helping us understand where we stand in relationship with God. An old rugged cross grants us the forgiveness of our sins, and a vineyard, a vine with a branch, can tell me and you what our relationship is to this God who loves us in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice. I was there.
Father, it was David who said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We pray, O God, that we may learn that too. We pray that we might have learned that as life has walked with us and we have seen some of the difficult moments, that we did not have the strength to face these difficulties spiritually. But you were the one who said, I am the vine, and you're the branch. And if you will abide in me, I will abide in you, and we'll bear much fruit. That is, we'll go through these difficulties together. Lord, is it a beautiful portion of Scripture, but make it more than that. Help us to understand that here is the answer to life. Here is where we find joy and peace and strength and abiding in you, through which we live in your word and come to you every day in prayer. Be with us to that end, we ask it in your holy name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May our hearts continue to be touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our income. Currently, half of what we spend annually is drawn from past estate gifts. Have you considered final gifts to your favorite ministries as part of your estate planning? We praise God for His provision and thank our faithful listeners for your gifts and prayers necessary to make this ministry a reality. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is now in its 67th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.